Have a seat. The gospel for today is one of those stories that really speaks to the realities of life in Christ's church today. So let's take this apart a little bit, and I'll show you what I mean. First, it's important to understand the whole fishing business. It's an important detail that helps connect the purpose of Christ then to us today. It's not a random setting. It's not a backdrop. It's not simply a platform upon which a miracle is performed. It tells us about the context and circumstances that God's people find themselves in, and the way that Jesus brings healing and restoration to the world. Simon says that he and the others were out all night long fishing, and they caught nothing. Now, on the whole, human beings are not nocturnal creatures. Circadian rhythms preference us for activity during daylight hours. If you have ever had to work the overnight shift, you know how much more taxing it can be on body, mind, and spirit. The implied tiredness expressed by Simon isn't simply descriptive of their current state. It's actually indicative of the state of the entire community. Why? That brings us to the next part of the fishing business. They've been fishing all night long because nighttime is now the best time to get the fish that they're looking for. The fish come out at night because human contact is supposed to be minimal. Ordinarily, fishing vessels would set out during the day, and that would be fine, but not so anymore. This is because they've overfished, and they've depleted their stock. The survival mechanism used by the fish is to be scarce during the day. But the fishing fleets realize this, and they change their fishing hours in order to get the catch that they need to meet their quotas. Both the fish and the people are exhausted and depleted. Why does it have to be like this? That's the next part. The fish that they're looking for are important for the safety and security of the whole community. Roman occupation forces used the threat of overwhelming military action to subjugate weaker nations. But why fight when just threatening violence can be so effective? Rome establishes an incremental tax system to keep the soldiers at bay. And eventually, that incremental tax system overruns everybody's ability to pay. And when they can't pay, they're enslaved and taken away. When the Romans came to this town, they fell in love with a fish paste made from these fish. Quickly becomes a delicacy. In order to prevent enslavement, the people have to hustle to supply them with their fish paste. When they can't keep up with the demand for their usual fishing practices, they start changing the hours to find the fish. They employ everyone in their family, working absurd hours, and then they begin to compete with one another to get the fish that pays their taxes. The fabric of society begins to wear thin and break down, making them weaker. Eventually, they'll give up. Rome will collect everything and everyone, and the occupation will move on to its next victim. Simon and all the other people in this scene are tired and disheartened. Their spirits are nearly broken. But they're willing to try anyone's idea, no matter how obviously unworkable it is, if it will make any difference at all. This is the situation that Jesus enters into for our gospel lesson this morning. When Jesus tells them to put their nets back in, Simon's response shouldn't be read as humble submission. "Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." It reveals more to us if it's read with resentful sarcasm. "If you say so, Master." Jesus isn't a fisherman. What does he know about fishing and fish and nets? Simon and the others follow instructions begrudgingly, in part because they're tired from working all night long, and in part because they know there aren't any fish to be caught. They were just out there. But when they can hardly lift the nets because they're so full, that's when Jesus reveals what his mission is all about. And that's how the story connects with us today. There are two details that are important here. So let's take a closer look. First, with the barest minimum of willingness to follow Jesus, the disciples discover the abundance of the kingdom of heaven. Being a follower of Jesus requires neither great faith nor heroic levels of theological prowess. No. Jesus sets the bar for success very, very low. He'll take your doubt. He'll take your sarcasm. He'll take your reluctance to believe and your lack of trust. You want to experience the goodness of God? You need nothing more than a brief glance toward Christ. It's enough. We are enough. You are enough. Second, Jesus makes them remember that working together in community, sharing the load, teaming up, is the only way to make the abundance of God's graces visible and to receive those things. Simon needs the other boat to help, not to compete, but to help. He needs his community, and they need him and his crew. They have to work together, and they are well rewarded for it. The kingdom of heaven is best seen in the gathering of God's people, sharing, supporting, collaborating, celebrating. This pericope is often listed under the miracles of Jesus. Certainly, making fish appear where they weren't just a moment ago does qualify as miraculous. However, I think there's a better miracle to be understood than pulling a rabbit out of a hat, or fish from the sea in this case. Jesus helped his seaside community reclaim their connection with one another. Where once each fishing family was in competition with the others for this critical resource, now they have more than enough to share. They can reconnect with one another and are reminded of the benefits of mutual support and cooperation. The Roman wolf at the door is less of a threat to them because they aren't being divided and they aren't being pitted against one another. They're reclaiming and relearning to work together. Now, how does all of this help us understand the church today? I'm glad you asked. There are many who think that the church, big C church, is in decline. Those in older generations often express concern for the state of parishes that once brimmed with families. Where once a town had multiple churches of the same denomination, now they are merged, or there's no parish at all. It is as if we've overfished, and we're working extra hard in competition with one another to find abundance, or just to find the scraps. There's a level of anxiety and tiredness, worry about the future. That is a concern that Simon and his community would understand. Such deep concern for the continuation of the church informs our decision-making at all levels in the church. The General Synod of the Anglican Church of Canada is taking into consideration the forecasts of Stats Canada and how it can realign our collective resources to maximize the benefits of our impact in the world. Our own diocese is well aware of the precarious financial situation of many parishes and is taking steps to help us all weather the storm. And our parish, largely isolated from any other parish in the diocese, and alone here in Townsite, we'll need to be intentional about how we cast our net to gather the abundance all around us. Jesus didn't ever ask the disciples to learn new skills or to become something new in order to teach them about the abundance of God. Likewise, we aren't being asked to do what we cannot do. We are not being expected to stand out as faith heroes or super Christians. There's no expectation for us to become a mega parish. We are being asked to do what we do and to take what we do and work together as we already can to realize the abundance of God that's already swarming and schooling all around us. As we make our way into 2025, I'd like us to reach out to our neighbors more, the other boats on this common water that we sail. We have skills and resources here to contribute to the building up of our community. Members of the Townsite community have skills and resources that can benefit us as well. When we engage in mutual support and build healthy, functional relationships, everyone benefits. The parish of St. David and Paul is positioned to become a more valuable part of our neighborhood. It really does matter that we're here. It's actually an enviable position to be the only church in a community. We are privileged to bring good news to Townsite, to help one another realize the abundance and goodness and joy that is here. We get to celebrate together. I've already reached out to some of our neighbors to reestablish old relationships and to build up new ones. We can take what's already good and make it better. I'd like us to plan events that bring our neighbors together to celebrate and support one another here. I have some ideas that I've been thinking about that might work to that end. And you're welcome to add your ideas too, but I was thinking, what if we were a stop on the Cathet Studio Tour, a place for artists who don't have accessible studios to be able to show their work easily? What if we brought back summertime church bingo and we made it fun? I would love to host a murder mystery dinner here. And wouldn't it be great if we could make it a fundraiser to help support our neighbors and the mission and ministries that are important to us? I think all of these things, like Simon's ability to fish, are well within our abilities. We don't have to learn new skills to reap benefits. Being a parish, the parish furthest from the diocesan center, our efforts often go overlooked. I hear, "Oh, that church is two ferries away," or "It's too much effort for them to come down and participate in diocesan events," or "We never hear from them, so I guess everything's okay." The diocesan expectations for us are pretty low. And having read the gospel today, we know what that means. Being situated as we are frees us up to think outside the box. We can show the rest of the diocese how, with a little creativity, a little teamwork, and a little local partnering, we can make this household of God shine bright and cast a light into the dark places that need it. I'll never ask you to do anything that you can't do. I have no expectations that anyone will shoulder more than they can. In fact, it's probably more likely that I'll ask you if you feel like you're being overused. I will, however, ask you to amplify your joy here. We need that. Joy is contagious. I'll ask you to follow what inspires you and then ask you to share it with us. Inspiration is generative. I welcome your doubt. I expect your hesitation. And I honor your story. I know that in all these things, God's Spirit is working in you. When we bring all these things together, we add the same from our neighbors, We all benefit. And so I'm asking you, will you work with me on that? Pause for enthusiastic affirmation. Hey, this parish has a lot of good news to share, and I sure am blessed to be part of it. If you're ready to move into 2025 together, then let's set our sail, cast out into some deeper waters, and pull in these nets. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's the good news.